His hand closed on the fatal draught.
No!
Shrieked Tinkerbell, who had heard Hook muttering about his deed as he sped through the forest.
Why not?
It is poisoned!
Poisoned? Who could have poisoned it?
Hook!
Don't be silly. How could Hook have got down here?
Alas, Tinkerbell could not explain this, for even she did not know the dark secret of Slightly's tree. Nevertheless, Hook's words had left no room for doubt. The cup was poisoned.
Besides, said Peter, quite believing himself, I never fell asleep.
He raised the cup. No time for words now, time for deeds. And with one of her lightning movements, Tink got between his lips and a draught and drained it to the dregs.
Why, Tink, how dare you drink my medicine?
But she did not answer. Already she was reeling in the air.
What is the matter with you?
Cried Peter, suddenly afraid.
It was poisoned, Peter,
she told him softly.
And now I'm going to be dead. Oh, Tink, did you drink it to save me?
Yes.
But why, Tink?
Her wings would scarcely carry her now, but in reply she alighted on his shoulder and gave his nose a loving bite. She whispered in his ear,
You silly ass.
And then, tottering to her chamber, lay down on the bed. His head almost filled the fourth wall of her little room as he knelt near her in distress. Every moment her light was growing fainter, and he knew that if it went out, she would be no more. She liked his tears so much that she put out her beautiful finger and let them run over it. Her voice was so low that at first he could not make out what she said. Then he made it out. She was saying that she thought she could get well again if children believed in fairies. Peter flung out his arms. There were no children there, and it was night time. But he addressed all who might be dreaming of the Neverland, and who were therefore nearer to him than you think. Boys and girls in their nighties, and naked papooses in their baskets hung from trees.
Do you believe? He cried.
Tink sat up in bed, almost briskly, to listen to her fate. She fancied she heard answers in the affirmative, and then again she wasn't sure. What do you think? She asked Peter.
If you believe,
he shouted to them.
Clap your hands! Don't let Tink die!
Many clapped. Some didn't. A few little beasts hissed. The clapping stopped suddenly, as if countless mothers had rushed to their nurseries to see what on earth was happening. But already Tink was saved. First her voice grew strong, then she popped out of bed, then she was flashing through the room, more merry and impudent than ever. She had never thought of thanking those who believed, but she would have liked to get at the ones who had hissed.